Voice Tube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Ingrid, and you're listening to Voice Tube's Pronunciation Challenge. What's up, VoiceTubers? My name is Ingrid, and you're listening to today's pronunciation challenge. I was thinking about not choosing this topic today because it's awkward and weird, but it's also healthy and normal, so instead of avoiding the topic, we should talk about it more. But allow me to cheat a little today and sing about it because I'm better at that. Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex for now. To the people at home in the crowd, it keeps coming up anyhow. Don't be coy, avoid or make void of the topic, cause they ain't gonna stop it. Now, we talk about sex on the radio and video shows. Many will know anything goes. Let's tell you how it is and how it could be, how it was and of course how it should be. Those who think it's dirty have a choice. Pick up the needle, press pause or turn the radio off. Will this stop us, Pep? I doubt it. Alright then, come on, spin.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Today's video is about something related to this kind of addiction. If you're curious, go watch it. But before that, let's practice today's sentence. The brain is often described as a use it or lose it system because the neural connections you stimulate grow stronger and desire to be activated, while the ones you ignore become weakened. Okay, one more time, this time a little bit slower. The brain is often described as a use it or lose it system because the neural connections you stimulate grow stronger and desire to be activated while the ones you ignore become weakened. 今天的句子超级无敌长的，所以大家踊跃挑战自己，多练习，看看能不能把这句话念好。OK， 再来我们来看 pronunciation tips 的部分。首先 ，the brain 这边记得最后那个鼻音要发清楚。再来 ，is often 这个字很常出现，那它中间那个 t 你可以选择发音或不发音都可以 ，often 或 often 都可以。那今天这个讲者讲 often， 那我们今天就讲 often。It's often described 这个 described 前面那个 des e 是念短的 e 的音 ，OK， 那后面那个 i 呢就是念 i 的音 described 那那个 b 后面加那个 ed 记得要发清楚 but OK described as a use it 这边做连音 use it or lose it 这边也是连音 as a use it or lose it system 的那个中间那个 y 可以念成像 i 的音有点像 sis 这样子 system Because the neural 上次有念过 EU 念 U 的音长的 U 的音 Neural Connections you stimulate 可以分音节念 STI 这个 I 念短的 E 的音 STI 再来后面 MU 就是 MU Stimul 再来后面 late 加上去 Stimulate Connections you stimulate grow stronger and desire 如果不会念的话可以分音节那它的 e 呢就是念 e 的音 this 那后面加上 desire 那个 i 就是念 i 的音 desire to be activated 一样可以念可以分音节念那首先就是先念 act 再来 activated While 这边 while 拉长音 While the ones you ignore 的那个 g 呢不能把它忽略掉 ig 记得要用舌根顶上颚然后做一个有点断掉的感觉 Ignore become weakened 那个后面那个 d 记得要点上去 OK 这就是今天的 pronunciation tips 再来我们要来看今天的 vocabulary 啦 The first vocabulary of the day isStimulate 是动词，意思是激发、激励或是促进的意思。For example, Teachers should ask questions that stimulate students to think. 老师应该问一些能激发学生思考的问题。再来我们看下一个单字 desire。desire。desire 可以当动词也可以当名词。当它是动词的时候呢，意思是指渴望、希望或是想要，尤其是指强烈的渴望、希望、想要的时候。For example, to show off his wealthiness, he promised to buy anything she desires. 为了炫耀他的富有，他答应要买给他任何他想要的东西。那当 desire 是名词的时候呢，意思是指欲望、渴望或是愿望。For example, I have no desire to have beverages after only drinking water for a whole month.经过一个月只喝白开水，我对饮料已经没有任何的渴望了。真的，如果你要戒糖的话，前面是最痛苦的，但当你戒掉之后呢，你之后就不会有任何的欲望想要去喝甜的东西或者吃甜的东西了。好，再来我们来看下一个单字 activate。 activate 是动词，意思是启动、开动或是发动的意思。 For example, as my teammates started to go down one by one, I realized it's time to activate my special powers. 在我的队友一个个被打倒之际，我发现该是我发动我的特殊技能的时候了。再来我们来看下一个单字 ignore。 ignore 呢是动词，意思是不理睬或是忽视。For example, after years of being a public figure, I learned to ignore the negative comments about myself. 当了公众人物好几年后，我学会了如何忽视别人对我的负面评论。再来，我们来看今天的最后一个单字 weaken。weaken 是动词，意思是使虚弱、削弱或是使衰弱的意思。For example, before other COVID symptoms appeared, his sense of smell was weakened. 那 weaken 它的三态就是 weakened, 然后 weakened. OK, 后面的过去式跟过去分词是一样的，只要加 ed 就好。OK guys, that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. We have an interesting topic and video today, so be sure to go watch it later.And don't forget to leave a comment and a recording. My name is Ingrid, and I'll see you next time.